And if you got your Bibles to Ephesians, go there quickly. It's a wonderful place to be in the Word of God. Ephesians 6, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Go down with me to verse, I won't read all the verses like I did last week. I want you to go to verse 16. I'll be preaching on another portion of the armor of God. How many's there? If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, if you're there, I'm expecting you to read this verse with me. And I'm going to hesitate on the first two words because we're going to do them twice. Are you there? Above all. Well, y'all didn't do it. Let's do it one more time. Above all. Now that's good, but a little better. Come on.
Above all.
Taking the shield of faith. Y'all reading with me? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. The whole thing. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I want to deal with that. I want you to know something. We are in a battle. You said, well, maybe it'll be different this year. I won't have to battle so hard this year. No, you're going to just battle as hard as you did last year, if not more. See, the more God's blessing you individually, and the more God's blessing this church, the more the devil's going to attack. Somebody help me there. Let me go over the outline real quick and I won't even get all the sub points. We have the exhortation to the Christian to be strong in the Lord. You're not going to win over the devil if you try to do it yourself. You'll lose. And that's why some have lost. That's why some don't go to church anymore. That's why some are shipwrecked. Because they're not strong in the Lord. Secondly, we saw the enemies of the conflict. Principalities. That's them crown deputies. Or dignitaries. Powers. That's the conquering deputies. The rulers of darkness. That's the capable deceivers. The wickedness in high places. That's countless demons. I want y'all all to know this. There's demons that affect your life. Now I'm going to say something to you before I go to this last point. How many of you saved know it? Raise your hand.
Amen.
Hold them up. Okay. Now I'm going to make this statement. I want you to get it. The devil cannot ever possess you again.
Amen.
And you're no longer the child of the devil. He cannot possess you. But I'll tell you what he can do. He can oppress you. I think a lot of depression is because of demonic attacks. I think a lot of discouragement is because of demonic attacks. You know, some of you probably are taking it real too lightly. You're saying, no, I don't believe all that. I don't believe there's demons. I don't believe that. Well, all I can tell you, the devil took the third of the angels and they fell and they are the demons. Now, excuse me if you don't like this. The demons are not some crowd that fell between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You say, well, I believe that. Well, you believe wrong. You ain't got no scripture for it. And you're dumbbell. You say, why? How can you be so bold to say that? I'll tell you how. Eve. What's her name? Eve. What does it mean? The mother of all living. Well, then, if there's somebody before Eve, then they had to be somebody else was the mother of all living. And that ain't what God said. You know, some of these space cadet preachers get in there with these little theories, a gap theory, and some of this mid this and mid that and replacement this. They take it clear out of context. They don't have a leg to stand on. They're trying to explain evolution When you don't have to explain evolution by putting a gap between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, you don't have to do that. If God created an adult male, he also could create an adult earth. And he did. Read Genesis 1. And there was green grass. I mean, read it all. Am I preaching? You better know where demons come from. They are fallen angels. Now, some of them are not after you because some of them's in the river Euphrates to fulfill prophecy. Come on now. Some of them done some wicked stuff and they're reserved in darkness. But the vast number of them are after you. Am I preaching? Then thirdly, and here's where we are, and I'm going to study tonight, the equipment for the conflict. We already talked about the loins girded with truth. That's practical truth, living it right, and positional truth. You cannot live the Christian life without the truth of the Bible. And then the breastplate of righteousness. That's imputed righteousness, and then that's practical righteousness. And then the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. I'll give you this again. Last time I was here, I'll give you this. I don't know if y'all really got it real good. Let me ask you something. How much are you trying to carry the gospel? I say this to you. If your feet are shod with the gospel, are you hearing me? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to live the Christian life. Because you sure ain't going to walk, talk something you ain't walking. Come on, help me. I believe you'll win in the battle because you ain't going to talk something. You ain't going to give somebody a gospel tract if you ain't living right. That's why your feet needs to be shod. We need to be talking about our faith. We need to be experiencing and examining our faith, and we need to be giving it to others. And by the way, how many souls you win last year? You said, well, a goose egg. Do you feel good about that? Well, I didn't win anybody. Or did you even try? Come on. If we ever do anything this year, you know what we need to do? We need to put on some gospel shoes and go out and get some people saved. Get in our neighborhoods. Get in your workplace. Get where you are. Get people out tracks. Let's win people to Christ this year. Am I preaching? But tonight, I want to talk to you about, go back to verse 16. Will all y'all read the two words with me again? Ready? Above. Well, that tells me every one of these pieces of equipment are important, but the one more important than any of them is the shield of faith. Because you can't be saved without faith. You won't receive the grace of God until you place your faith in God. That's Bible. Read Romans 4. Man, I feel some preaching tonight. There's a lot of shields people want to use. But the only one that works. Come on now. Oh, you can try to shield yourself. And I know this. And I'm not telling you not to do this, but I'm telling you that You're out of balance. You said, well, I've got to shield my family and make sure they have enough for retirement and everything is rosy. Last time I checked, I just trust God, he'll supply my needs. Now, I ain't telling you not to save money. That's ridiculous. But I am telling you, if you think you can shield your life financially, you know everything you got can be taken away like that. Just take you one big stroke. Just take a major heart attack. What if tomorrow you stroked and you can't work another day of your life? I tell you what, you better have more than just financial security. You better have you a shield. Am I preaching? Oh, we try to throw up shields for our kids. By the way, I think you ought to give advice to your kids, but you can't fix your kids. The only thing that can fix your kids is the Lord and faith in Him. Man, I didn't know I was going to hold that place. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, listen to this. If you only put on some of it, now hold a minute. Chad, this is reasonable. Come here. I'm going to hurt you, I promise. I'm going to let you do it. Chad, I got feet shod with the gospel. Okay? And my loins are girded. But I don't have a breastplate of righteousness. Where are you going to take me at? That's where you're going to take me at. Whew. That's the truth, isn't it? And if I don't have the shield, where are you going to take me? You're going to throw all them fiery darts at me. Because you will hit me because I ain't got no shield. See, here's the whole problem. There's a lot of you Christians in this room. You've taken these sermons way too lightly because you need to put the whole armor of God on and not just one piece. And by the way, it's all defensive except one thing. And we ain't there yet. Everything I've discussed this far is defense. And by the way, without a good defense, you'll never have a good offense. Hello. I love watching West Virginia play. You know why I love watching play? They can't hardly shoot a lick. A little better this year, but not much. But I'll tell you what they can do. They can shut it down, son. That little ball hit a guy that looks like he's 75 years old. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't want him to hit my face in defense. That Carter guy, you know. Carter looks like he's 70. I mean, he's old looking, man. When he was a freshman, I thought he was 50. I mean, he may be anyway if we check his license plate. But that guy, you don't want him in your grill. Because he's defensive, man. He'll smack that ball loose. Can I tell you something? You got to have a good defense to overcome the devil. You hear me? And it says, above all, take the shield of faith. Why faith? Because it's impossible to please God without faith. By grace are you saved through faith. The just shall live by faith. Can I tell you, faith's everything. Say it's a hard. Listen, you don't have it, you're defeated. Am I preaching? Now let me explain. Paul was in prison. He was looking out. Evidently, I know what he saw. He saw them soldiers. And what they had, what this shield was, Chad, it was a shield that was 4 foot, 4 foot by 2 foot. 4 foot long, 2 foot wide. And what they actually did when they marched, they would hook them together. And they would all be protected. And when the enemy cast those catapults of fiery darts at them, all they done was kneel behind the shield, and the darts didn't hurt them. I want you to know something. There is nothing better to hide behind than faith. Than trusting God. Am I preaching? See, the devil is going to throw some darts at you. Somebody help me right there. The devil is going to come after you this year like he'd never come after you before. So you better have a shield of faith on. Now let me give you two or three things here. First of all, I want you to know the luring temptation. See, that word luring means being drawn away. Look at that verse again. Are y'all with me there? It said that you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the what? Say it. The wicked. First of all, the wicked enemy. It's the devil. It's not your fellow church member. You ought not have an enemy in this church. You ought not be a bitter soul that can't even handle yourself and being bitter all the time. We're not the enemy. The devil's the enemy. And why we fight each other all the time, I have no clue. We ain't got much of that going on, but I just hit it just in case some of you are thinking about it. Don't you downplay. See, the devil is a wicked devil, but what it really means is he's altogether wicked. Help me. Ain't nothing in him good. He's altogether wicked. Don't you downplay that. Then I notice his wily efforts. Bible said that we withstand the wiles of the devil. What in the world does that mean? His tricks and his schemes. Look at me. How many last year you got tricked by the devil? And I'll tell you where he tricks you at. He tells you, you can't trust in God. Amen? He tells you that God just won't have your life taken care of. I say to you, he's a liar. Amen. But he's tricky. And he has a track record of tricky. All the way back. Somebody said, where did he fall at anyway? I'll tell you where he fell. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, some of your gap theorists eat on this well. You said, why are you so much after the gap theory? I can't stand people trying to make excuses and water down the word of God when you don't have to. Am I preaching? Now, what was I just saying? Huh? See, he didn't fall between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. Okay? Because if you read Ezekiel, the Bible said he was in the garden of God in perfection. Now, how can you get him in the garden? Let's say two gardens of Eden and two Eves and two Adams. But then you're contradicting Jesus because Jesus said Adam was the first man. And he was the second Adam and the very last Adam. You know where the devil fell at? He was given authority over the earth. He was given authority over the Garden of Eden. And he was in the Garden of God in perfection. But he decided that wasn't enough. I'm taking it all. I'm rising up to God. And he got cast down. Then he tempted Adam and Eve. Or he tempted Eve and Adam. Adam, listen, Adam wasn't ignorant in what he did. Eve was, but he wasn't. By the way, there's a great picture there. Because our last Adam, he chose to take sin so he could redeem you. And by the way, Eve would have never got right with God if it wasn't for Adam going ahead and taking it. And then God saved them both. Whew. He has a standing track record. He's been around a long time. He's smarter than you. He got skilled tactics. By the way, let me tell you what he does. How many's ever studied the fall of man? Do you know how Eve was tempted? How many of y'all know? Raise your hand if you know. One. Two. Well, some of you know, you're just afraid to say you know. She was tempted by the lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Am I right or not? See, here's the thing about it. Here's what happens. We get a lust of appetite. That's what she did. Saw that fruit was good. She had a love above Paul. See, the devil said, I'm going to make you as God. Hello. Then she had a lure to ambition. You're going to know it all, Eve. And you know what? That's how the devil tempts us. He tempts us. You get this in your heart, at our lust of our appetite, our love for applause, and our lure of ambition. And by the way, hear me. The devil tempted Jesus the same way he tempted her. You say, well, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. There's three ways he tempted Jesus. About the sustaining goodness of God. Saying, oh, God can't. He told Eve the same thing. God can't provide for you. So eat that. Eat the fruit. He told Jesus, make the bread or the rocks bread. Am I preaching? Then he's tempted in the area of the supreme government of God. Hello? Devil took him up in the high mountain. Lust of the eyes. Said, look here, everything you see, you got it. All you got to do is bow down and worship me. Am I preaching? And number three, man, this is good stuff. The sovereign goals of God. What was the goal of God? Jesus was going to go to Calvary. And the devil said, and the pride of life, the devil said, jump off his temple. You know what he's telling him? You don't need to go to Calvary. You don't need to fulfill God's goals. That's what he's telling some of you. You don't have to fulfill God's goals. You don't have to be everything. You don't need to be that spiritual. You don't need to be that right. You don't need to be that fanatical. Hey, go ahead. I'll provide for you. God ain't doing a very good job, but I'll do a better job. He's a liar. And some of you, he's beat you last year because he's convinced you that God's not providing for you. Hello? And God's not taking care of you. And that's how he does it. Are y'all still with me? Am I helping anybody tonight? I know this is a lot of teaching. And by the way, I'm a preaching teacher and a teaching preacher. Amen. I want you to know something. Here's how they were tempted. God won't provide. God's not preeminent. God doesn't have a legitimate plan. So he said, jump off. But God had a plan. Christ did. Christ didn't yield to him. He followed the word of God. By the way, Jesus didn't do it with the supernatural ability of God. He done it with what you have. Yep. Amen. Man, let me give you a second thing here. Good Lord. Whew. I'm having so much fun. The Lord's, let's talk secondly about the Lord's trustworthiness. Can you trust God? How many of y'all really believe he's trustworthy? Come on. Have you trusted him with everything? Your family, your finances, is it all his? Have you trusted him with it? You say, preacher, my faith's weak and I'm weary. Put on the whole armor of God. Get the shield of faith. Let me ask you this. This is a big, heavy question. If you can't trust God, how do you know you're saved? You know, I can't trust him. Well, then how do you know you're saved? You may not even be saved then. If you can't trust him, because it takes trust to get saved. And if you ain't trust him, you must not trust him and get saved. Trust him here. Come on now. See, I trust him. I want to tell you, I'm not going to hell tonight, and I want you to know why. I place my faith in Christ. Whew. Now listen to this. I see a sure belief in his word. Man, thank God. It's a precious word. How many believe God's word is precious? I believe his word. Do you believe his word? His proven ways. I'm going to tell you all this. He's never failed. Amen. You said, well, last year God didn't come through for me. You liar. He It wasn't God didn't come through for you. You tried to do something yourself. That's good preaching. That's his powerful work. You can't quench God. You can't stop God. The purpose of the shield wasn't to prevent the fiery darts. Purpose of the shield was to keep them from hitting you. And by the way, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I'm going to go on. I want y'all to know something. Listen to me. The devil's stepping up his game in 2018. And I'm going to give you some advice. You better step up your game. You know, I didn't decide. I'll tell you what, I got back late Sunday night, or in the late evening. But since Sunday, I'll tell you what I've done. I've got my nose in the Word of God, because faith cometh by hearing. And I've got my, I said, Lord, we got this big building. If it's going to get done, you got to do it. You say, are you nervous about it? Yeah, I'm a little. Not about me, okay? Listen to me, I ain't bragging, Jeff, and I ain't going to even say nothing about it. But listen, I trusted God, and I give when it was hurting. You can go ask my financial man. You say, well, you could trust God to dip some money out of your savings for that you're going to have in retirement in maybe 10 years? Yes. Because I ain't hoarding it up. I just believe it's his. Amen. And if I get some more this year, he's going to get some more. Because I ain't going to limit him. Good preaching, preacher. Didn't get a lot of amens on that. I want you to know something. Being married in 2018 is going to be tough. Being a parent is going to be tough. Being a pastor is tough. But we, defending ourselves is one way. We got to have the shield of faith. It'll develop a spiritual behavior. I had a man come to my office right before Christmas. All beat up. And I looked him in the face. Y'all know me now. You know how I preach. You know how I am. I'm a tell it like it is person. And I looked at him with heart of love and I said it kindly. I said, you just ain't trusting God. Hello? He quit tithing. Because he got scared. Come on. The only reason he quit tithing, he quit trusting God. And the only reason you don't tithe, you don't trust God. I want you to know this. I know you ain't going to believe it if you're not convicted about it. But you'll live better off to 90% than you will off 100%. Because you're going to have a lot more bills, a lot more hospital stuff, and a lot more stuff going out, and you're going to wish you died. I'm not preaching on that tonight. Get this thought. Faith and fruit go hand in hand. You know what you needed this year? You need God to stoke your faith. You got to be tested, and you will be, to produce the fruit of righteousness. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm done. I've got to quit. It's 8:15. I'm going to walk down here with you. I'm done. Some of you think this, probably you do, and I'm not going to jump on you, but you're wrong. You think, well, long as I have brains, I can get this. I can get this. I got this. Long as I have brains. You're wrong. It's not brains you need. It's belief you need. Really, can I trust God with everything? I may have a heart attack tonight, okay? I hope not. But I want to tell you this. I can look back at 40 years of Pastor Rich, and I ain't missed over 2 weeks at one time being sick in 40 years. And only done that a couple times. When I broke my back, that dumb thing I did. And this last knee replacement, I'll never do that again. You want to have a knee replacement? God bless you. But I want to tell you something. It's not how smart I am. You say, boy, he's a smart pastor. He's real efficient in what he does. It's not my brains. It's my belief. See, I just believe God will take care of me. I believe God will take care of the church. I believe God will take care of all y'all. Somebody help me here. Just believe it. You don't have to have a lot of brains to pastor. You just don't need to be crazy. No offense, I'm looking at you. You know, some people call this crazy. Sometimes I think doing this is crazy. But it's belief, brother. If John Smith's going to succeed this year and finish up, my goal is to finish the finish line. I'm telling you here. Now, if I stroke out or something, this don't count. Okay? Y'all just go ahead and trust God if that happens. My goal is, I'm going to finish this thing, and that building out there is going to get paid for while I'm here. Amen. And then if we had to do another one, I guess God will have to make me live about 90. See, I just believe it. We jumped in this building. I'm a 66-year-old man, Tyler. You know some people, they ready for retirement now, best pastors. They don't look at it like I do. I'm 66. What 66-year-old man in his right mind would go into an almost $3 million building program and borrow $1.5 million? Tell me. There's only one kind. Somebody that trusts God. And here's what I'm praying, that you'll trust God this year. I'll ask one more question. I'm done. 8:19. I'm 4 minutes over. Y'all enjoying this? How many of y'all have been coming regularly, but you haven't joined the church yet? Raise your hand. I want to say, don't not raise your hand because I'm coming. You haven't? What's wrong with you? Have you joined yet? Opal? You ain't joined. You need to get baptized. Soon. Sunday be good. What'd you say? What'd she say? That's a lot of faith, Opal. It's what? It ain't cold. That thing up there's 80 degrees. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll make it 85 degrees. How about Sunday, Opal? Faith. I'm counting on you, Opal. I'm glad you got saved. You about to kill me. I prayed every day for you. I'm still praying for you. Praying you get baptized. I put a blow dryer up there. I'll blow your hair off. You'll be all right. Now, you people hadn't joined yet, listen to me. There's not a better church than this in the world. Amen. You need to get in this year. Sunday be a good day. Yep. First Sunday. And just say, I'm going to trust God. Amen. Stand with me. I'm done. How many right now say, preacher, I won't lie to you. My faith is not where it ought to be in God. Just be honest. How many raise your hand and say, your faith is not as strong as it ought to be? Raise them up all over. Yes. Read the Bible. Faith cometh by hearing. Father, thank you for the good evening. We'll sing a verse of song. Somebody here at lost. God help me get saved. And Lord, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just one verse.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.
That's right.
No turning back. No turning back.
Thank you, our Father. Thank you for the service. Above all, help us to take the shield of faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good night.